Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. On the floof today. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Each and every day of the work week. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports. Head over to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. And take a look at all of the Yamaha golf carts for sale. Not to mention the ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, go-karts. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. You can find them along 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. You can actually see the dog hair that's accumulated on the hoodie. Black hoodie doesn't go well if you've got dogs. I heard someone describe the dog hair, which is on everything I own, as dog glitter. Man Bun Chris says, you're looking a little slimmer in the face, EZ. Must be the gothic hoodie. Yeah, there's a fairly good chance that when all the weight comes off that I want to come off, that the amount of wrinkles, I'm going to look like Iggy Pop, who doesn't look a day over 108 years old. All right. I already have the droopy dog bags under my eyes. I've discussed with you before how there has been a dramatic change in my appearance with rapid aging going on. I really think that I'm going through a period of time where every day is equal to like 1 month. And then that will subside. Maureen says, oh my God, I saw a video of Iggy Pop yesterday. Oh yeah, he's a disaster. He's still pretty healthy, though. Hey, what can I do? You know, nothing. That's just how it is. The health continues to get better. I had a massive coughing attack yesterday. I'm good for one of those a day right now, where I just start and it's just like, and I was actually taking the dogs for a walk. Oh my God, it was ugly. Holy shit. Now, this was right after I had a visit to the house. And I was not confident that this was going to work out, but it did. Like I had indicated to you, we're selling this bike rack. And you put it on the back on your trailer hitch or whatever, and you can transport four bicycles. And as these things go, this is a top of the line one. But it's like 10 years old. And I've used it probably five of those years. I haven't. It's been sitting in a corner for 5 years, perfectly fine. So cleaned it up, threw it on Facebook Marketplace. Lo and behold, it's getting a ton of activity. People want this thing. I think I actually underpriced it at $500. When I bought it, it was $1,400. I'm selling it for $500. I right away feel bad that I asked $500. I should have asked for $800 because people are like clamoring for this thing. And right away, though it's already cheap, and I know that because of the robust activity on the post, people are trying to say, "How will you take $300? Will you take $400?" And I know for a fact it's going to go. Somebody's going to buy this thing in the next 24 hours. So I'm like, no, $500. This one cat says, "All right, I'm coming to see it, easy." Now, actually, Diana is dealing with the dude. And I go, all right, this is when the nonsense starts. I was a little concerned. And she says, be ready at the house. He's going to be here at 5:30 p.m. And he wants to take a look at it. I go, okay. 5:30 comes. No dude. I just heard from him. He's running a little late. He's going to be here at 6. And I'm like, okay, this is a scam. And I don't know if you can even call it a scam because the only thing I'm being robbed of is my time, I'm thinking. But this happens all the time where people like catfish you. Yeah, I'm coming to take a look at it. Don't sell. I'll be there at 5:30. I'm running late. I'll be there at 6. Oh, no, I'll be there at 6:30. Oh, my car just broke down. I'll be there at 7. And then that's it. And I don't understand why anybody would even do that. I mean, they're not even here to see me get frustrated. I don't know what is in it for them unless I'm missing something. Why these moments that I'm describing even happen. I guess people just like to know that they're causing someone stress or something like that. I'm not really sure. Stevie says selling on Marketplace is hit or miss. They either don't show or are late in my experience. Yeah, that's what I've been made aware of that exact thing. Molly says I was going to get a table and I played tag back and forth for a week and finally gave up. Chris in Buffalo says guy's name on Marketplace is first name Lou, last name Skunt. Pooh Bear doesn't see any problems with it. Hey, so Lou Skunt is going to be here. He's running late. 6. All right. I'm suspicious, though. 6 comes and goes. He'll be there by 6:11. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking crazy. There's no way this is going to work out. Start making a smoothie. I got the Vitamix on. It's in mid-smoothie making. And I peek out the window. There's a car backing into my driveway. And it's 6:11. I was like, holy shit. Shut off the Vitamix. Wander out the door. This guy comes out of the car. I go, are you David? He goes, yes. Are you Eric? I go, I am. Welcome to my home. David's lovely wife is there. And we start going over the thing. Now, let me just tell you that what I'm about to describe to you is no exaggeration whatsoever. This guy is, he seemed like one of the sweetest people you will ever meet, but he was a little bit nervous that with all of the steps to get this bike rack onto his hitch and make it operate. So I go, don't fear a thing. I'm going to show you everything you need to know. He goes, okay, good. And he goes, it's big. Is it heavy? I go, yes. But I can get it on there, and you're bigger and stronger than me. You'll have no problem. I actually do it for him. I lift this big fucking bike rack up, and I put it into his trailer hitch, and I do all the things, bolt, locks. It's simple. And he's like, okay, you do that, do that, do that. Lots of questions, but I'm being patient. Now, I realize I've got a bead on this guy's personality. And I know he is super analytic and a little concerned that he's going to forget something about how something works. So I'm taking my time showing him how to manipulate it, and he goes, I said, if you want me to show you, I have a bike. We can put a bike on the bike rack and I can show you how it works. Because that'd be great. Put the bike on the bike rack, strappy, all this boring shit that I don't want to tell you about. We get the bike on. He goes, okay, all right. And then we go through that whole thing. And then he goes, can I do it? Can I do all of this? Do you mind? I go, I don't mind. I mean, I'm asking the guy to part with a lot of money. And I go, you do what you got to do, sir. And he reminds me of a young version of my stepdad, Wally. All right, except a little bit less storytelling on his part. Wally would be telling me it would take 5 to 6 days just to get this done. This dude goes ahead. He does all the things that I showed him how to do. Now, Matt wrote, more details, please, Steve. Yeah, that's why I didn't tell you. I didn't want this to be a Steve story. This guy does all the shit that I did, and then he got done with that. And you know what he says? Can you do it again? And I'm going to record you a video doing all of these steps to make sure I got it. And I go, but yeah, for sure. Now all of this took an hour from the time the dude arrived to the time he left. 1 hour. I record the video. And he goes, I'll take it. All right. He goes, now I'm selling it for 500. He goes, 400? I go, no, 500. This will sell. Either you're going to buy it right now or someone else is going to buy it later on. You can take it right now for $500. He goes, 450. I go, absolutely not. He goes, okay. Man Bun Chris says, did you guys read the owner's manual in English and Spanish or what? Tyler says he finishes the recording and says, never mind. Now, there was a couple times when I was showing him how to do stuff that I had forgotten how it worked, like one of the locks, because there's all these different features. You can lock your bike onto there, and there's keys that come with it, and he's asking all these questions. Like I said, 1 hour. And then he goes, I'm going to Venmo you the money. Sounds good. So I, he's spelling my Eric-Zeitunian. And the Venmo recognizes it and it shows me. And when you Venmo me something, it's this logo, the Eric Zane Show podcast logo. And it flashes on the screen. It shows up that logo. And then he was saying something. He goes, and then he looks at me. He goes, Zane! And I go, yeah. Yeah, welcome to my home. And he goes, oh, my God. Holy cow. Oh, my God. And then now we've got this whole new thing going on. Stand by. He's like, you know, your name, I recognize. I could hear the voice in my head. Now, he listens on Big 101.3. He goes to the hockey games. We didn't mention anything from my old gig. He's an older cat, but so he's familiar with my work in those universes. So he's like, he can't believe it. He's flabbergasted. So we're laughing it up, having a good time. And I go, if you have any problems with this thing, just call me And if it's broken or something, just come back. I'll give you your money back. It's not going to be a problem. He goes, oh, my God, it's great. So now he really feels he was a little nervous about spending that much money on something to a stranger. But now this has broken the ice. And he feels great now. Oh, fantastic. So load them all up there and off he goes. But before he left, this happened. And I don't think it was awkward, but it might have been. So let me finish this coffee and it's the epilogue. He starts talking about, and I'm getting to know him now. He shares the detail with me that about 10 years ago, he lost his first wife. She passed. And he has been super sweet. Had a great, he reached out to Bob Kaser, the Griffins announcer. And Bob Kaser helped his son who was struggling and like took him to a hockey game or something like that. So he knows Bob, which I know Bob, obviously. And I go, oh, yeah. Well, I go, well, Bob Kaser is one of the greatest people on the planet. I love him so much. You're not kidding about that. He's always willing to lend a hand. He's great. And then we got to talking about his, now I'm standing there next to his wife. So he's obviously remarried to this nice lady. And of course I am terrible with names. So I've that's left my brain, but so I'm now chit chatting with them both. And somehow we got on the topic of new wife's son, which is this guy's stepson. And he has a business, the new wife's son, dude's stepson. And they say, you know, yeah, he did a lot of work for Kaser. He's a graphic artist. He does screen printing and T-shirts. So if you ever need somebody, he did great work for Bob Kaser. And as that story is being told to me, in my brain, I'm like, I've heard this before, and I don't know where, but I know for a fact that I've been in touch with someone years ago who told me about a young man who worked with Bob Kaser and did screen printing and T-shirts. And then I'm like, where have I heard this before? I'm thinking to myself, this is all strange. And then I realized, and then they said, the last name of the son, new wife's son, dude's stepson. And it's the same last name. And then all the pieces fit together. I had heard that story before from the ex-husband of the lady standing in front of me, who I didn't even know that dude got divorced. But years ago, a pal of mine said, hey, my son does screen printing. He did all this great stuff for Bob Kaser. And I went, okay, hey, good to know. I appreciate that, buddy. Now, here I am in my driveway hearing that same story, and I hear the last name of the kid, and I look at lady, and I go, is your husband so-and-so, or your ex-husband so-and-so? I go, you're so-and-so's ex. And she goes, yes. So I probably should have just not blurted that out, because, I mean, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened between my guy and this lady that made them once a union, no longer a union. So all I had to say was, oh, my God, I've heard this story before, and I heard it from your ex about your son and his son. Yeah, wow. And I'm like, I should have kept that to myself. I should have just not said anything, because while there's nothing inherently wrong with that, now I'm just starting to think that, I mean, again, I don't know what led them to be no longer Mr. and Mrs. Who knows what happened? But she might be thinking that I do know what happened. I mean, what if it's a scenario where, like, something, some crazy shit went down, you know, and like dude is filleting a camel or something like that. And so I was a little bit, I felt like I had fucked up by, you know, saying this. So I don't know. Is that just me? But, well, anyway, it kind of like the conversation petered out after that. Well, see you later. And after we have this whole, you know, 1 degree of Kevin Bacon moment. And I said to the dude who I sold the bike rack to, I go, hey, if you ever need hockey tickets or basketball tickets, just let me know. If Pooh Bear's not using them, you can have them. I do that. I'm nice like that. I don't think I did anything wrong, but you got to understand, I am the king of Larry David awkward. You know? So in the back of my mind, I'm like, did I say too much? Stand by. Nick writes, I'll sign the bike rack for an extra 50. I don't think I did anything too wrong. Speaking of Larry David, he just posted a story to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. I'll have to get it and share it with you, the screenshots of it, because that's a subscription-based publication. Larry David wrote a, I had dinner with Adolf Hitler, and he's not such a bad guy. That was the bit. And it's a response to Bill Maher going to the White House to have dinner with Donald Trump. And it's hilarious. If you like that type of thing. If you're one of my MAGA audience members, you're going to be butthurt by this. Now, I mean, I just am looking for laughs at the end of the day. And I laughed. I thought it was excellent. But I noticed that it's because he's got this whole stupid story about how he goes to the Fuhrer's house and all the other SS are there. And Hitler seemed like a nice guy, says Larry David, which is similar. It's a big shade casting moment from Larry David to Bill Maher. So now Bill Maher is probably going to tell Larry David to go fuck himself. But I think that in comedy, if you were to compare Larry David and Bill Maher, I'm voting Larry David 10 out of 10 times. I think Bill Maher is funny, but I don't think he's funny like Larry David funny. So if someone said, easy, you got to choose between Bill Maher and Larry David, who are you picking? I'm going to pick Larry David every time. Stand by. All right. As you know, this is a another weird week, scheduled time away. Thursday and Friday, I will not be here. I will be hopefully not getting injured at Fear Bunker North, the big cleanup effort. So there will be no shows. However, I have published ahead of time, scheduled, Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. 2 90-minute shows, one Thursday, one Friday, on the free platform for you to check out, audio only, of from about a year ago on Patreon. Included in that is when the rumors started to fly about our beloved Kelly Cheese of Ross the Boss flying the coop. That's when that story started to percolate a year ago. And I didn't even believe it. And that's what I covered on the Patreon 1 year ago. And then when I finally got confirmation, I posted a show titled FBHW, Where Marriage Goes to Die. And it's true. I mean, my God, if you ever want to end a relationship, start working on that show. Shortly thereafter, I posted that, Sweet Kelly reached out to me and said, oh my God, I need your help. Please don't talk about my marriage. Now, I started out with the best intentions of keeping that close to the vest, but I went ahead and then started talking to Ross. And I started to hear some things that made me believe that maybe sweet, sweet Kelly might not be so honest. And that led me to then changing my tune. While she is the most talented member of that show, I don't think she was very honest with your old pal EZ, and I don't like that. Alan writes, EZ, did you see my message on Facebook? I'm looking at it right now. It's a clip. It's a 30-second audio clip. 36-second audio clip. He says, this is from segment 17 yesterday. They edited out what she said. I'm just assuming she's talking about you. LOL. She was talking about her divorce.
And that was something that I didn't expect, especially when you're left for somebody to be like, I'm going to control this narrative. That was kind of scary last year. I was being harassed, and I didn't want to talk about it. I ended up having to because...
Wait a minute.
Fucking dipshit. So I had to announce it because we were at a show and they had announced it for me. And some listener and her husband were like, are you divorced? Are you divorced?
Yes.
And I'm like, meanwhile, I'm literally going through the most humiliating thing. And I got some lady screaming this at me.
Oh, yeah. She was like, you're going to spill your tea?
Yeah.
You're going to spill your...
Okay. All right. So that's 1 year ago. Now, why they edited out Kelly saying what she needed to say there, I don't know.
Do, and that was something that I didn't expect, especially when you're left for somebody to be like, I'm going to control this narrative. That was kind of scary last year. I was being harassed, and I didn't want to talk about it. I ended up having to because
Eric Zane talked about it on his podcast and made me have to talk about it.
So I had to announce it because we were at a show and they had announced it for me. And some listener and her husband were like, are you divorced? Are you divorced? And
I'm okay. Like, yeah. I don't understand why, let's be honest here. In this universe, this is absolutely fair game. You know, I always love it when people in media, in particular, Kelly, you know, you get every detail of their nuptials. Oh, this, that, the other thing, I'm getting married. And then when the real interesting shit hits, then it's like, I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it. So, you know.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Whatever. like it matters. All I know is after I spoke at length with Ross, and I still talk to this day, what I know about that relationship is enough to make your toes curl. There's no way in fuck that you've heard everything that you need to hear to make any type of judgment about these two. Okay? Not my story to tell. Isn't segment 17 advertised as completely uncensored? Jeremy says false advertising. Let's see. There was another clip that Alan sent. He says, timestamp on yesterday's Freebird and Hot Wings show. This is from April 16th. Kelly referenced talking to Greg about getting a new job.
Kids, the adults, try taking a family vacation, right?
That's, no, thanks.
It can be fun. But Kelly, as an adult, like how many joyful days do you think you've had since Christmas?
Oh my God. I love my life. So
I you like, feel yes, like this is a referendum.
No, I don't know what that word means. So yes. just kidding. So yesterday, for instance, I thought yesterday was a really joyful day. I had a great day at work, and then I caught you in the elevators, and we had a really open and great conversation about a job and
about adult things.
Yeah, adult things that a lot of places you don't think about, and you can't have those conversations. I almost texted you later to be like, "Hey, I super appreciated that conversation, and that we work in a place where we can openly talk about these things.
I did too,
because it's important for your career." And I was like, "No, don't do that, Kelly. That's just." It's going to come off like brown nosing. And then I laughed at myself because I was like, he wouldn't think that. And then I got distracted because I was outside laying on the driveway, throwing the ball with the dogs for like 3 hours.
So I reached out to my pal Ross. Ross, an audience member of mine, sent this to me. He says it sounds like Kelly is trying to find a new job based on this moment that she discussed on the air. What do you think? He writes, she's been looking for other jobs since we split. Wow. All right. Well, anyway. Outstanding timing on that, Alan. I appreciate that. And, yeah, you know, I think that the old term is rent-free. You know, whenever you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, rent-free, so-and-so's living in your head rent-free. I think that I am in their heads rent-free as they are in my head rent-free. I want them in my head rent-free. Okay? They want me to have them in their head. Because I am giving people the only thing worth listening to. That show on its own is not worth listening to. There's nothing interesting that happens on it. If I am here breaking it down like the boss that I am, that's the only thing that makes it palatable in any way, shape, or form. It's a dumpster fire. Corey says that she needs her own show. They are holding her back. Exactly. Exactly. She's the type of unbridled rage that would make for an excellent morning show. If there's even a thing anymore. Or a podcast, frankly. She should probably just cut ties and do her own goddamn podcast. She doesn't know it. But she will one day be my partner here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. And then she can have her own show. Man Bun Chris says easy is just trying to help. Absolutely. Absolutely. David says, what happened to the Maitland and Kelly show? That is known as Girl Date with Kelly and Mate. Town Square wasn't willing to pay them, those two, to do the show. My inside source, Ross, told me that. And I believe that. You know, that's the way radio is. Work for free. And that's not going to happen. You need to pay those people. Corey says Maitland would drag Kelly down. That's true. Yeah, she is not skilled near a microphone. Maitland could be a producer that talks sometimes, but shouldn't and couldn't be a co-host. She can't. She has no ability. Bob says, my guess would be that Greg put a stop to that. No, I don't think so. I would say that Town Square did that. Greg wants her to succeed, I'm sure. All right. I love the fact that they cut my name out of it. They went back and actually edited my name out after she said it. That is hysterical. Boy, what a... You know, and the only reason why they did that is because they know that that drives my motor. Well, even that drives my motor even more so. I mean, if you're going to make an edit and take my name out of it, the least you could do is make a clean edit and not have silence there. What dipshit did that? There is a way to edit that if you would just try. If the point of that was to not mention my name, you failed. Because obviously, contextually, and the silence, you mentioned me. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know who makes the decisions there. What a dumpster fire. If your goal is to not give me any type of acknowledgement that you are paying attention to what I do or say, that ain't it. Corey says, I remember when they edited Eric out of the Friday intro and it sounded awkward afterwards. Either don't edit it, or if you're going to edit it, do a good edit. Who the fuck edited that? Excuse me. All right. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. The thing about that show is I have various audience members who I encourage them to listen to their show with me in mind. And if something comes up that I should address, just tip me off. Just let me know where it is and I'll listen to it. Sometimes I have people say, hey, this is about you, or hey, this is something you could talk about here. And I listen to it and I'm like, nope, it's not going to work. Adam says, let's see if this gets talked about on Reddit. There was a discussion on the subreddit about who is the one posting the free beer compilations. In fact, J-Dog Sparky said, who's doing this? Who's doing this? I am aware who's doing it, and I don't think it's a good idea right now for me to say who's doing it. Is it me? No. An audience member is doing it. I have said their name since this show started. It's a person who listens, and they have the compilations in their possession. I do have some involvement. I'll be totally honest with you. This person said, can you give me clean copies of these free beer word scrambles and shit like that? Absolutely. What are you using them for? I'm making a project. And so now the audience of their show is seeing them and wondering, what's going on? Oh my God, these are, who's doing this? All right. Don't ever stop doing that stuff. Throat's killing me, throat's on fire. Let's talk Pope. I don't know why people are so interested in the whole electing of a new pope. I'm a cradle Catholic, and I'm not interested in the election of a new pope. First of all, the position of pope is largely ceremonial. The Catholic Church is set in stone. There was a little conference called Vatican II that took place a number of years ago, where church doctrine was created or modified. There's no deviating from that. I don't know why everybody is so interested in what a pope can do. It was like that when John Paul II passed. And then the next pope was Pope Benedict. Wasn't it rumored that he was like a Nazi or something like that? I don't think so. He's a German pope. He stepped down. Then he died after he stepped down. And Francis became the pope. And now here we are. That guy died after J.D. Vance killed him. Corey says he was in the Hitler Youth. Is that right? I don't know if you're kidding. Francis gets in there. Acts like he's the friend of the gays, but come on now. How friendly can they possibly be? If they were friendly to the gays, I would still be going to a Catholic church. A lot of things rub me the wrong way about the Catholic Church. So much so that I no longer practice. That might come as a shock to a lot of people. So now they're going to sit, these cardinals, College of Cardinals, like a couple hundred cardinals, and they debate as to who should be the next pope. And then the next thing you know, if there's white smoke coming out of this fucking chimney, that means they have a new pope. They open up the doors. The guy's dressed in white. He goes, "How you doing? Yeah, I'm going to do the same shit that the last guy did." I mean, it's not like if the pope comes in, he's going to start, like, doing things his own way. And nothing's going to change. I mean, you know how, like, when Trump took over, you know, he did all the executive orders. You got pardons. You got executive orders. You got, I mean, everything changed right away. It's not like new pope is going to get in there and write, all gays can get married in the church with an executive order. Chris says that Pope Benedict was forced into the Hitler Youth when he turned 14 in 1941. Wow. I thought so. Stand by. You would think that when they elected Pope Benedict back in 2000, whatever, that there would have been some type of dissension about making Pope Benedict the Pope, being that he was in the Hitler Youth. Now, I know it says he was forced into it, but are you telling me there wasn't one dissenter who said, "Are we sure he was forced into it?" Or is there potential that he was like, "Fuck yes, Hitler Youth, yeah"? How do we really know? Yet they said, "All right, no, you're right. Let's make him the Pope." I mean, that's the first thing that people are going to look at. When, you know, they, "All right, white smoke, doors open. There's, oh my God, it's Benedict. He's a fucking Nazi. Holy shit." How do we know that he wasn't like slaughtering babies and shit. Corey says he was drafted into the German army for a bit. I'm reading his wiki page right now. Chris says, yeah, he kind of liked it. No, I can't say that for sure. Bob says the movie Jojo Rabbit was based on Pope Benedict. No idea if that's true. I don't even know what that movie's about. Frankly, I'm not even sure why I read the comment. I'm not sure about any type of skeletons in the closet for Francis, but that's a big one for Benedict. So now we're going to get the vote now for the new Pope. And then what are we going to find out after that? That so-and-so was a pedo. I mean, if they're going to let the guy who was in the, was a Nazi be the Pope, was in the Hitler Youth, and all they had to say was, yeah, but he didn't like it. Does that mean that if they elect a pedo Pope, yeah, but he didn't like it. He was forced to be a pedo. I mean, let's be honest here. The Catholic Church, we kind of broke the mold when it comes to pedo religious leaders. Like, if you were to put a Mount Rushmore of pedo religious leaders, all four of them would be priests. I don't know their names. I don't care to. But with the scandals in the last three decades that have come to light, in my opinion, there's no outrunning that. I think it's only a matter of time until we eventually elect a pope who they're going to have to say, we have acknowledged that this is a pedophile. But he didn't like it. Just like what they said for Pope Benedict. He was forced into the Hitler Youth. He didn't like it, but he's the Pope. Nameless, faceless guy in my hypothetical scenario. He was a pedophile, but he didn't like it. He was forced into it. White smoke, doors open. There he is. Dominus Omenus. Let's say Mass. Now, I think this would be a mistake for the Catholic Church. Church numbers have been dwindling over the years. I think that organized religion as a whole is seeing a downturn of involvement. I am choosing to praise Jesus in my kind works every day and my actions. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated, and that's what I do. That is the golden rule. I would like to think that if I get to the pearly gates, I will be subjected to some scrutiny and maybe an eyebrow raise with for my Lord and Savior. And I might even get all right, we're going to let you in. We're watching you. That's what I think. Chris says, who's for Pope Donald J. Trump, the first of his name? Yeah, I don't know if we can combine those worlds. Corey says, entry into heaven, the ultimate HR review. Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I will be guilty of several things. But I think that there's going to be a lot of people in the world who are going to make the heaven team who have done a lot worse than I have, honestly. I think I'm at about 82% today. I will need to refill this water because my throat is on fire. It doesn't sound terrible. It just burns, you know? Keep your ears open and your eyes peeled. I have signed Pinball Land to be one of my newest sponsors here on the podcast. Well, in fact, my newest sponsor on the podcast. And we haven't officially gotten underway. We have to work through the creative process of how we're going to approach it. But just know that this is going to happen. We're going to have show events at Pinball Land with rows of pinball machines, rows of old arcade games. Oh, my God. It is a nostalgia heaven. All right? Right in beautiful downtown Rockford. They have a holdover from COVID where they were trying to bolster the local restaurant district where you could get a drink from one restaurant and take it into like the bowling alley across the street, or in this case, Pinball Land. So we'll be hanging out in downtown Rockford. You all will be drinking and eating and coming back into Pinball Land and playing pinball for 2 hours. And I can't wait. It's not announced yet, but that's what we're going to do. Jeremy says, let's go Pinball Land. I'll make a visit this weekend and name drop you. One of two people are usually at the desk, either Ryan or Aaron. They're a fantastic young power couple that run the joint. Ryan became a mechanic of pinball machines because he had a family pinball machine that he loves. So he brought it back to life. And then it became a hobby. And the next thing, you know, he's got 10 games there, 10 tables. So he decided to create Pinball Land. Chris says they sell the games, right? Or is it more like an arcade? It's more like an arcade. You pay a few bucks for an hour and you play as much as you want. I cannot wait to do this. Thank you to Adam Balboa, who tipped me off about 2 years ago about Pinball Land. He would send me a note every now and then and said, Easy, you got to get these guys on the sponsor. This would be a great sponsor for your show. And I finally reached out to him, and he was there were two pinball places within a handful of miles from one another. And I reached out to both of them and said, hey, I want a place that I can do this. Is it going to be you? One guy ignored me. The other guy did not. So there you go. Don't go to the other one. In fact, Jeremy, you are not allowed to go to the other one anymore. That's who I reached out to. And you snooze, you lose. He's out. Fuck that guy. All right. Thank you to Berlin Raceway. Racing starts this weekend with the Icebreaker. Now, here's all you need to know about racing at Berlin Raceway this season. Tickets are dirt cheap when you buy them online. You know, I got to actually look up the cost. Stand by. But all you need to know is kids 15 and under, they get in free. You can bring a cooler, all right, and put all your snacks in it. No booze, no glass. You can bring that into the cooler. The cooler size, I think, is 12 by 18. I suggest you go to the website and make sure that you've got the right size cooler. It's listed somewhere on there. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's a 12 by 18. So not a gigantic cooler. When you buy the tickets online, they're $14 with $1.93 for fees. So $15.93. When you buy them at the gate, it's going to cost you $20.05 with fees. So it's well worth your money to buy them online. You can buy them online all the way up to the day of the event, the hour of the event. As I said, kids 15 and under are free. Parking is free. You can bring in your own snacks. Talk about affordable family fun at Berlin Raceway. I cannot wait to get out to the other track or get out to the track and hang with you. I'll be there several times during this season. Always a good time. We'll be there for the Coleman Lutz 500. That's for sure. Jeremy says, fuck the other place too. Cramped, too hot. Nobody likes it. Pinball Land is superior. Everyone knows it. I've never been to Pinball Land, he says. Good. I'm glad you say that, because the guy that runs the other place that you went to, Ryan has a bone to pick with that guy. That guy did him dirty. I didn't want to break the news to you, but since you're saying that, yeah. Okay. I'm going to take a break because my throat's killing me. I'll be back with more. Don't you dare go anywhere. And hang tight, please. Welcome back. Piano Finger Banger writes, EZ needs a Sherwin-Williams sponsorship so we can cover up those drywall patches we've been staring at for months. You're not kidding. It's just a matter of when will I decide to put it on the front burner? I can do that. It's a little sandy, and then paint the room. It's a matter of time. Most of my time is spent doing this show. So there are some times that I find myself doing so much show-related that when I'm not doing stuff show-related, I start to get anxious, like I'm not doing enough. You ever do that? Like, there's always so much to be done. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.